So now we look to what many people call implants. This word often brings emotion and fear into the mind of human beings. It brings emotion and fear for a very simple reason, that many humans are programmed to believe that they are victims of something, that they are victims of so-called brothers and sisters of the darkness, and they have themselves no control over their destiny, no control over their path. It is pure third dimensional illusion, this programming, but nevertheless it is very strong in the collective consciousness, in the cellular memory also of humans. We would like to inform you that 99.99999% and more of these implants are self-generated through your thought processes. Thoughts are true, real, living things. They have energy. We create through thought. We create reality, our own reality, through our thought processes and the affirmations through which we speak. And when you continuously think disempowering thoughts, these thoughts are based on fear. They manifest in anger, jealousy, and other aspects of disempowerment of the self. These thoughts crystallize into more solid energy. They block your energy system, both in your multidimensional bodies and in your physical body. Sometimes they're seen as darkness in the dark, crystalline things in the chakras. Many humans have them in the throat chakra. They're afraid to speak. They're afraid to speak about their love. They're afraid to speak about reality. This creates these dark, crystallized energies that hold you back. But it is not only in the throat chakra, often in the heart chakra, often in the lower chakras. It brings confusion. Confusion to the mind and a denial of responsibility for the creation of your own reality and collective reality. So I ask the implant removal team, in association with the will of your I Am Presence, to now start checking through your energy system, your multidimensional bodies, for it is possible for these implants to exist as far as the eighth level of reality, or the eighth dimension. So I ask them to start checking now. I call upon the angels and the archangels of divine light, the galactic and the galactic being, to aid in the reprocessing of these crystallized thought forms, the reprocessing of them into divine light. So we remove these implants now. And we spend a few moments just allowing the transmutation of these energies, these blockages. And again, we call upon a full and open radiation of the divine light and the divine love without conditions. And this divine light flows into these spaces left by the removal of these crystallized thoughts.